Well, hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 12th of June 2025. Hope you're well. Hope you're having a great week. I have to admit, this is going to be a bit of a short one, I fear, tonight, because I have been busy getting ready to make my way up to Birmingham tomorrow morning. I'll be leaving about 5:15 in the morning. I'll drive up to Birmingham to get there for 9:00. And I'm going there for Gardeners World Live. You've probably seen the coverage. It is one of my favourite show of the year. I try and go to it every year now. It is, for me, it's the show that covers everything. You've got something for vegetable gardeners. You've got something for flower gardeners. You've got carnivorous plants, cacti plants. There's something for everyone. And there's BBC Good Food as well. And so for me, it's what I'm really looking forward to seeing. Looking forward to seeing a lot of people there as well. I'll let you know a bit more on Sunday of what actually happened while I was there. And of course, you'll hear it on the podcast and probably videos next week, to be honest with you, as well. So really looking forward to it. Like I said, really, really looking forward to the show. Just means it's an early start in the morning. That's the only downside. But that's why I have to go for 2 days to really get the most out of it. Now, because I'm going to Gardener's World, I'm not going to have time to do much gardening. I've spent a bit of time during the week just keeping on top of the weeding, not so much the watering, but keeping on top of the weeding and planting out plants. We are expecting some rain over this weekend, so we should hopefully do okay with that. But because I'm not got any, well, as you know, I like to give you a list of jobs that I want to do, but I'm also adding in other jobs that you could do. So I thought I'll share that with you. Pest patrol. So going out and checking your plants for pests is an important job to do at this time of year. Slugs and snails, aphids, things like that. Just taking regular checks and then you can take action if necessary. Of course, you know I don't like to use chemicals or anything, but that is one option that we could use. Watering, if it is dry, although I think we are expecting some rain, but it is important to keep on top of the watering. I've actually got really into autopots at the moment. As you know, I've got them in the greenhouse and they're doing fantastically well. Well, I'm looking at expanding on the autopots in order to keep my watering routine adequate. I want to spend less time watering my garden and more time enjoying it and doing the work that needs to be done. And autopots seem to be the plant that fit that bill. What else have we got? We, of course, need to make sure that all our plants are tied in, our climbing plants, our beans, peas, tomatoes, cucumbers. Just make sure they're supported as they climb. And if you've got any mulch, don't forget to use that, straw, grass clippings, etc., to lock in some of those weeds, or keep out the weeds, lock in the moisture. Just a few jobs that we could be doing just this weekend. Now, one of the things that we've done today is sown the Mizuna from our Supporters Club pack. Mizuna, for me, is a delicious salad leaf. It's one that I really enjoy, actually, and I add it to quite a few of our salads. It's got a lovely peppery flavour. But it's really easy to grow Mizuna. It's also one that I find very good for succession sowing. So sow some now, sow some in a few weeks, and a few weeks after that, in order to ensure that we have a continuous supply. Very easy to do that. Just try and remember to sow them constantly. We should probably set a day, Succession Sunday, perhaps, for successionally sown crops. There we go. Every Sunday, we're going to sow successionally sown crops. I'm going to have to write that down or remind myself of that. And Mizuna falls into that, just like lettuce, spring onions, radish, etc., etc. Anyway, to sow these seeds, I've just made a drill in my veggie pod, because I grow mine in the veggie pod, but you could do it in the soil or in pots. It doesn't really matter. About a centimetre deep, and then scattered a few seeds in, covered them over with compost and given it a good water. Now, germination can actually be within a week, but I would expect within a couple of weeks at the very latest at this time of year. Once they are germinated, just make sure they never dry out and leave them to grow. They're really easy. Just pick the leaves as you need them. Once they are large enough, of course, to handle. Really easy to look after. And there's not any difficulty with that. And that is all there is to it, to be honest. It is such an easy plant to look after. I treat them like cut and come again. So when they are large enough, I'll cut them down. We'll eat those and then they'll grow back. That way we get about two or three crops out of one go. And that keeps us going for quite a while. Really easy. Like I said, really, really easy. One of the big problems, pests-wise, could be flea beetle. Now, this could be mitigated with a fine mesh over the plants, or I'm growing mine in the veggie pod, so they'll be covered like that. Flea beetle, they're not too much of a problem, to be honest. They just leave a tiny hole in the leaves, which looks a little bit unsightly, but nothing to worry about. Really easy, like I said, well worth growing, well worth successionally sowing as well. Right, I did warn you this was going to be a short one because I'm tired and I need to be up early. So I'm going to leave this here. I will be back again on Sunday. I'll give you a bit of an update on how Gardener's World Live went. A proper behind-the-scenes conversation. Right, guys, you take care. I'll see you again on Sunday.